Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Mem Gimel in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shishi in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Pitum Shemen Amishcha. We mentioned in the previous Daf that what was Nignaz was the Arun, and the Arun was Nignaz was buried together with Shemen Amishcha. So the Gemara speaks about Shemen Amishcha. Well, what is the Shemen HaMishcha? How do you do Shemen HaMishcha? The Pasuk says, V'takai l'chapsom yroish, mar jori chamesh mois. There's a whole list of different simimonim, different spices that you put into the Shemen HaMishcha. The Gemara continues, Dav Mgim Udav, according to the Pasuk, V'ki de chamesh mois v'goyimer, Shem elef v'chamesh mois monim. Together comes it to be 1,500. Why? Because the Pasuk says, mar jori chamesh mois, that's 500. V'kinoan boise mechtzisui chamishim asayim. The Yerushalmi learns it means 250, was half of the 500, so it's 250. That comes out to be 750. V'kaneh boise chamishim asayim, and then you have another 250 of kaneh boise, so that's together is 1,000. And then the next Pasuk says, v'kideh chamesh mois v'shekel ha-kaydish. So that's another 500. So together it's 1,500 money. So the Shemen Zayis, how much was the actual oil? Hin. That's hin, what is it? Shem Shnemasar Lug, that's 12 Lug. Shabos Shoyl Kim is a Karim Divrei Meir. According to Meir, they took the 12 Lug, which is a small amount, relatively speaking, and they cooked the 1,500 monim of the spices in this oil. He didn't put it into the oil. He put it into the water. V'noisin Shem Al Gabim, and on top of that he put oil. And then it received some of the smell of the oil, and then he removed the oil. That's what batomim do. The craftsmen that do the oil, that's what they do it. The Pasuk says, yes, ze lildor sechem, ze is gematria 12. From there you know the size, the amount of 12 lug that the oil was. Says the Tani Rabbi Yehuda bar Yehloi, Shemen HaMishcha Shos HaMoshe Bamidbar, Maise Nisim Nasu Boi Mitchila Batzoif. He says the Shemen HaMishcha was all miracles from beginning to end. Shemitchil Lo Hayabo El Shtem Asa Lug, in the beginning it was only 12 Lug, Shemen HaShem and Zayis Hin, as we mentioned before. Im Lasuk Boi Zayi Karim Lo Hayas, because it's not enough to even anoint the spices of the Shemen. Once you cook it, so the fire swallows a little bit, the wood swallows a little bit, the pot swallows. With this oil, they put it on, the anointing of the Mishkan, and all the vessels, the Shulchan, all the vessels, Aaron and his children all had Neshicha every day of the Mei Miluim. And with that, they used for all the crying gedolim and the melachim, as the Gemara is going to explain in a moment. So you see, it's just a miracle how much such little oil was enough for all that. So as it comes down in the Bavli, Maseches Hormius, the Gemara says, this explains how can it be that you use the oil to cook the ikarim. If so many ikarim, you can cook in so little oil. The answer is, it's all a miracle. So even though the oil, it was not enough for all that, but it was a big miracle. According to the Bavli, the Girsa before wasn't Divrei Rameir, that Rameir is the one who says that they use the oil to cook the Ikarim. And Rabbi Yehuda is arguing. It's the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says they cook the Ikarim. Rameir says, no, it's not enough. So what they did, it was only to give a little smell to the Ikarim. Comes Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, it was the same Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, and he explains the Shita. He says, you know why I say that they did use the oil to cook the Ikarim? Because it was all but one big miracle, that was a miracle as well. Ketuvos the Gemara to give us a little bit of the rules. When did you use the oil? Melech betchila tohen mishicha. A new king needs to do mishicha with the oil. Melech ben melech ain't tohen mishicha. But if it's a son of a king that his son became king after him, so the son doesn't need mishicha. My taima ku mashcheu ki zehu. Zeh tohen mishicha ve'im noy tohen mishicha. You learn from the pasuk, only the first king is mishicha, not his son. Aval kohen gadol ben kohen gadol afilu ad asor adoris tohen mishicha. Kohen gadol, even if his son becomes a Kohen Gadol, it's a new appointment. It's not considered to be a continuation. And you need to have Meshavim and Mishcha for his son as well. V'kulu Kohen Lasset Lovoy, and this oil was Teilo Lasset Lovoy, Ado Dichtiv, Shem Mishcha's Kodi, Shehel Zeh Lil Doreisachem, Stez Lil Doreisachem, for all the generations, this oil will remain. This is the end of this Brayis that tells us there was a big miracle in the oil and it stays forever. Says the Gemara, Ein Moishchim Melochim El Gebe Amayon. The Mashiach of Melochim, put the oil, the anointing of the king, is done on the Mayon, on a river. Meaning we have a spring of water. And once that Dod Dichtiv, this is the pasuk that says when Dod the Melech made Shlomo king, so the Rekavtim is Shlomo bni ala preidor shali, take Shlomo on my female donkey, for right the Moisel Gichon, go to Gichon, to the river Gichon, or Meshacha soy sham, tzadik akorim nasar novi le Melech Yisrael, you do the Meshicha on the Mayan. Ein Moshchim Melech and Melech, you don't do Meshicha to a king, a son of a king. Ketuvos the one of Megillah on the base, only if there's a Machlekes, then you have to anoint the son of the king. Why did Shlomo have Meshicha? Because when David HaMelech was about to die, Adoniyo said, I'm going to be king. So in order to come and say, no, Shlomo HaMelech is the king, they put oil on Shlomo. Yoyosh, why did they put oil on Yoyosh the king? Mipnei Atalio. And Yehu, another king, Mipnei Yoyom. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? These kings we just mentioned were Malchi Yisrael, not Malchi Beis David. They were the kings that were in the kingdom, which was separated from after Shlomo HaMelech died, and made its own kingdom. That kingdom is now Malchi Beis David, and you don't do oil on Malchi Beis David. So that's what it says. Like King Ksiv, didn't we learn, it says in the Pasuk, Kum Ashcheyu Kizehu, Zeh Ton Meshicho, Vei Malchi Yisrael Ton Meshicho. Meshicho is only for Zeh, someone coming from Malchus Beis David, but not the other Melochim. Says the Gemara, and you're right, we're not going to say anymore that we didn't speak about Yehu and Yoram. Ela Yehoichos b'pnei Yoyakim Achiv, Shagodol Mimenu Shtei Shonim. Yehoichos became king before his older brother, and that's why he had oil on him. Velo Yeshio Gnazoi, says, what do you mean? There was no oil. We said that Yeshio, the king, he buried the Shemana Mishra. And if so, that was before the last kings of Bais Risha came, before Yoyakim and Yehoichos. You're right, they didn't have the actual Shemana Mishra. They had a far simon, which is a type of fruit, and they made an oil out of it, which is only similar, was only to resemble Shemana Mishra, but wasn't Shemana Mishra itself. You pour oil on the king to anoint him, you use a horn. They were using a vessel made out of clay. It's not a lasting kingdom, so that's why it was used by clay. Their malchus stayed for a long time, forever. It's a malchus that stays forever, and that's why you use a horn that resembles something that stays forever. And the Gbabli brings the pasuk that says, Roma Karni v'lo Roma Pachi, that Chana, when she sang and spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, Roma Karni, when a kerem, you have a special bracha, that it will be Roma, it will go up, and that's a malchus kehemes. Says the Gemara, Ein Moishchim Koyhanim Melochim. If a Koyhan became king, you don't do Meshicha. Even though usually Koyhanim do have Meshicha. But if you become king, they don't have Meshicha for being king. And culture can a regular person becomes king. Om Avyudan An Tondaria, that's his name. Shem Lo Yasu Shevet Mi Yehuda. The Pasuk says that the Malchus should be by Yehuda, not from another Shevet. Om Abchir Ba'ado, another Pasuk we dash like this. It says regarding the king, Laman Yarech Yomim Aman Lachto Yehuvon Abikar Yisrael, should have Arichos, the kingdom should last. Machti Batre, what says right afterwards? Lo Yehuda Koyanim Olevim. But the Koyanim Olevim not, meaning you connected that Pasuk to say they should not be a lasting kingdom. Says the Gemara, Ma'av Yechanon Hu Yehoichos. This is referring to the pasuk of Divrei HaYomim that says Bnei Yoshio Habchor Yochanan Hasheni Yoyakim Hashlishi Tzidkiyo Harivi Shalom. So says the Gemara, the first name mentioned in the pasuk Yochanan, that's Yoyachas that we mentioned before. Says the Gemara, V'achtiv Habchor Yochanan. It says Yochanan was the Bchor. You just said Yoyachas was the younger one. That's why he needs Shemana Mishcha. Says the Gemara, Bchor Lamachos. It's called Bchor because he was the first king out of these kids of that generation. He was the first one to become king. That same pasuk says Tzikio and Shalom. It says the same one. It says the third one is Tzikio. The fourth one was Shalom. But God used the same ones. How could he be the third and the fourth? It says meaning referring here to the children of Yoshio that became kings. Who is the third child of Yoshio? It's Tzikio. That's what he's called the third. But he, in that generation, he was the fourth one to become king. Because his two brothers became king first, then his nephew became king, and then he became king. Because Yoyachin, who was the son of Yoyakim, he was the third king. So the beginning was Yoyachanan, which is Yoyachas. He was the first one to become king from the children of Yoshio. Then Yoyakim, the second son, or I think more said before, meaning the second son to be king, but he was the older one in age. Then his son, Yoyachin. And then Tzidkio, back to Tzidkio, who was the uncle of that third king, he became king, so he's the fourth king. He's the third son, but the fourth king in that generation. Says the Gemara Tzikio, why is he called Tzikio? She tzidik alo midas adin. He accepted midas adin that he went to Golos and he got punished. Shom shebi yomov shomo Malchus Bizdovin. In his generation, that's when the Malchus Bizdovin ended, and then they went to Golos. Says the Gemara, Lishon avishmei v'lo Tzikio avishmei. He wasn't his real names. Ela Matanya. His name was Matanya. So it says in the pasuk, "Vayamlech melech bovel is Matanya doido tachtov." So in the pasuk, the Nebuchadnezzar appointed Matanya, the uncle of Yoyachin, to be king. He changed the name to be Tzikio. And the Gemara in Bavli says that he says, change your name to be Tzikio to say that you're going to have to be, you're going to have to, if you're going to rebel against me, it's going to be your fault. That's what calling you Tzikio. That Hashem yetzdik alecha sadin im tibirot bi. If you rebel against me, I'll be justified to come and punish you. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shkolim Daf Mem Gimel.